our stolen history, the mothership has landed.
This can see
is your modern day Noah's Ark, bringing knowledge and understanding of your lost past. Get ready for enlightenment with eyes can see.
Hi, everyone. I am Empress M. Sharon, bringing you today's presentation, which is The Present You Is Not You. You are your creator. So we're going to focus on today how to manifest who we truly are through the Word of God. It is a word in our mouth. So manifestation is something that we can do on a daily basis. I said that we are royalty. So in order for you to manifest your inheritance, I'll give you the keys to how to do that. So we can change our world as we're waiting for next year, Jubilee 2019, to get here. We'll be in a place of preparation. But let us pray to get this message started today. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for blessing me with this radio program, for giving me this platform to teach our people, to enlighten our people, to wake our people up as to who they are and who they belong to. Thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that this word may edify and build up. In Jesus' mighty name, thank you, Father, for your many wonderful blessings. Amen. Asila. As we go forward today, we're going to look at the Word of God that talks about manifestation of getting in our rightful place. As I said before, we are royalty. And in being royalty, we have the ability. We have the ability to manifest things. So let's go to the word and see what it says in Daniel 12, 1 through 4. It says, seal it up is what the word of God says concerning the end time prophecies of what is to happen and how we are to, how we fit in to this end time age. So let me tell you the truth of the matter. Come go with me so we can understand these mysteries that affect us as a people. We are a peculiar people, called out and set aside. Many of us many of them look at us. The people in the world, the Gentiles, everybody in the world, they look at us and shake their head. They put their mouths on us. They speak evil without a heart of compassion. There's no help for us among none of the people. Some people jump up and say, oh, I'm going to help them. I'm going to help them. But that help only goes so far. You know, there's nobody to stand for us. We don't have an advocate to stand for us in this time and age. And that thing has infected our very mind, the negativity that people put on us, how they look at us. That thing affects us. And it even affects us towards how we see and feel about each other. And how we treat each other. Instead of seeing the good in each other, we see all the lies, all the ugly things that the rest of the world sees about us as being a people. And that's because I keep telling you all, we are under a curse. The curses of Deuteronomy 28, 15 through 68. Let's look and see how this curse affects us. We can see
It says Esau sees something that they never overstood. An amazement and a wonder.
Esau sees something he can't even explain in us. He just look at us and say, look at those people. What is it about those people? They can't ever get themselves right. That's what all the people of the nations say. Even we say that among ourselves. Why we can't get ourselves together? Because it's a curse, y'all. I know people don't want to be under a curse. I know a lot of people look and say, no, that's not me. I'm not under a curse. Well, that is who we are as a people for right now. Because it's what it takes to be daddy's children. This thing we under, this curse, this is what it takes to be daddy's children. This is what's going to produce that pure gold in you. See, our Father is the mighty God. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's God all by himself. He don't need no other. So in saying that, he's a holy God. There's a way that he has about himself that man don't understand. Man don't understand what it is or how it is that God does what he do. But if you read that word and if you go with his understanding, then we will see that it does all make sense. So the thing is that we are a people that have to be under this thing called a curse of Deuteronomy 28, 15 through 68. If you read it, you will see that it shows our communities. It shows us as a people who are identified with each of those curses. But as I said, without those marks of the evidence of who we are, we couldn't be his children. Because his children are not those that are in the earth, that are going around calling themselves Jews and are enslaving the whole world financially, putting them under financial bondage that nobody can live or breathe. Everybody has to work, 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 work. And to no end. It's like it's never enough. When is it ever enough for the monies that we make? When is it ever enough to enjoy the fruits of our labor? We go to work every day just for the government and others to take, to put their hands in your check and to keep taking monies, your hard-earned dollars that you made. Where is it going? You know, recently, I got on disability. It was a part of my walk of leaving my job. And in getting on disability, I found out that if you got any other financial things going on where you have other monies coming to you, the money that you worked and made, that money for disability, Social Security, the federal government takes out of your check, they tell you you can't have it, that you already are getting a sum of money, that if you get other monies, you're not entitled to money we took out of your check. Why is that? This is the kingdom of Gentile rule, y'all. This is Satan's system. See how wicked it is. You work, 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 work your fingers to a bone just to have them tell you you can't get your money at the time that you need it. But let me tell you who God made me to be. I am an ambassador of the kingdom of God, representing his kingdom in the earth. This is the spiritual awakening. Welcome, everyone, to our new reality. I was raised as a mother to Israel, I'm responsible to help wake up Africans of the diaspora. Excuse me. If you mistake my confidence and boldness for being conceited, it's not that. It's just being dead. It's just being confident in my daddy, Yahweh Sabaoth, who is the God of war, and coming to defend his children. I totally understand how you can mistake this as arrogance. But if you could boast that he's your daddy, you would brag and boast too, for God is your father in the likeness of an earthly caring father who's got your back. He got your back, he's got your front, and he's got both your sides. He surrounded you, protected you. That ain't something to be happy and boastful about. I'm boasting in him, not me. See, he's Daddy God, and I'm one of his daughters, a daughter of Zion, a part of God's family. So I don't take my position lightly. I'm bold as a lion and courageous too. I stand for my heavenly Father, who is soon returning. I'm so excited to find out who I am. Now, to manifest my wealth to line up with my queen's position, an empress, he has called me to subdue nations. A mother, he has called me to be, to nourish and promote growth by teaching the children who they are and where they still are going next as a people. As I gather us, it's time to go into the wilderness of nations, a nation of Goshen, a protection from what's coming to the world. Daddy said to come out of her, Revelation 18:4. It's time to separate from her, y'all. This is not where we're supposed to be, aligning ourselves up with these people. It's time for us to deviate over there. We got to go over there. We can't stay where we are. We need to go there, because we can't continue to be a part of this world. It is not where Daddy God called us to be. He said, come up out of her. So all of you that are running for positions, come up out of her. Come on over here where we supposed to be and get us together. You become these positions among us in our kingdom and who we are as a people. We don't need to be tied to this world. This world is considered the daughter of Babylon. So come on out of her, y'all. This is not where we're supposed to be. We have a place to go. And this world is crashing. This system is crashing, y'all. This is Gentile rule. This is Satan's kingdom. And we have power and control over Satan's kingdom because it is under our feet. So please realize and recognize what this is for us. It is time for us to go to where Daddy said, a time, a place of Goshen, a protection for what's coming to the world, y'all. Come up out of her, Revelation 18:4 says. Don't get caught up in her, because then you're going to receive her plagues. I know that ain't what y'all want. So the system that we're under, you know, it was colonizers that came and got us from the land of Benin, from the land of Africa, from where we came. Now, let's not get this confused. The Middle East The Middle East is where we came from. We are Asiatic black people, y'all. The Middle East is Africa. It's that northern tip. It's that Asian tip of Africa. That's where we come from. That's who we are. So come on with me and let's go see this thing. These colonials think that because we are under this perpetual generational curse, that we are used to hardship and death that shocks our communities in ways, in the various ways that it happens. People look at us and say, oh, them people can take it. It's nothing new for them. They always face stuff like this. Black on black crime, police shootings. Let's not forget stand your ground laws that take out our children. They think that this is just our due. They think that this is our just due, y'all. Something we were born into, like we inherited this. But I tell you what, it's only for 400 years that sentence to this curse. Only for 400 years. We at the end of that thing, y'all. We at the end of this curse. So thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. We are at the end. We coming out shining as pure gold, because pressure produces pure gold. And that's what we've been through. Pressure. The pressure of our lives. Just trying to make it through our everyday lives. So yes, we are a wonder and an amazement. How those people, they wonder how we as a people are still around with all the atrocities and afflictions. We be the children. Like I said, we coming out as pure gold. We are going into the fire and it's turned up 7 times hotter. But we come out shining as pure gold. We have the God key, an active pineal gland and melanin. That's who we are. That's what we have. An active pineal gland and this melanin. We are earthen vessels carrying the kingdom of God within. It's within us. The light of the kingdom of God is already within us. The church that you go to, those of you who are Christians, that's just a building with 4 walls. A place for congregating and fellowshipping together to be filled up in order to be to pour out what you have received during the week that you go out into the world. Then you go back for constant refills. That's what that building that we call a church is all about. But we are the church. We are earthen vessels that carry that precious light of the kingdom within us. We be the children. For the individual, we are the church. And we are the two or more. Well, where there are two or more gathered together in Jesus' name, there he is also in the midst. So if I get with you, and you're an earthen vessel like me with the kingdom of God that glows within inside of us, then hey, Jesus is there in the midst. We are the church. We are the children. So it's our time to rise as a kingdom, the kingdom of God, because we are the children. We must come out of her. Revelations 18, y'all. Revelations 18 and 4. This system is crashing. A generation called Gentile rule. It's time for one kingdom to fall and a new one to begin. Back to the existence before our fall to the black kingdoms is where we going, y'all. Check out our history so you can see it was us back then. Those kingdoms that were around the magnificence. We come from a long line of royalty. We just in a fallen state, y'all. The way that we gonna get back to where we were before our fall, so we can see who we are as a royal people, is through imagery, through thought, and through speaking into existence. Imagery, to imagine. Collect pictures of what you want to be or what you want to do. Here's the key, y'all. Get those pictures. Collect those pictures of what you want to be, who you want to be in this life, what you should be doing, you and your family. Because you royalty. It's our inheritance. Post them where you can see them. Put them on your mirror when you get up in the morning. And you go to look in that mirror. See that picture of who you are, royalty. See that picture of who you are. Then speak to it. Tell it to come forth. You got to believe what you speak. You got to believe that image in your head about you, about your child, about your community, about whatever it is you want to see change. You got to make an imagery. Cut a picture out. Place it on your mirror. Put it wherever you go. On the cupboards of your cabinets. Put it on your refrigerator so you can see it. Speak to it. Say it. So that you can see what you say. So you can speak it into existence. See what you say. Don't you know thoughts are energy? They go get what you sending it after. If your thought is an energy that you send forth into the world, it's going to bring you back what you say. It's going to bring you back what you believe. We fail, y'all. We left a vacancy in the land. All of our wealth was stolen. It's in the wrong hands. Daddy has redeemed us back to him. He's redeemed all this back to us too. It's all magical. It transfers back to us, y'all. In a blink of an eye is all it takes. Cause this thing is spiritual. Do y'all see this? Are you getting it? That's why witchcraft is so real, y'all. This thing is spiritual. It's spiritual. So in the blink of an eye or at the sound of a trumpet, a different frequency, a chord of an instrument, could be that thing to just flip all this over, because this is spiritual, y'all. Get this. You a spirit being in a human body, in a natural flesh body, having a natural experience. But you are spirit first. Know who you are. This thing is spiritual. Call forth into being. Where is our spirit? They are life. Put your words to work. Call forth the thing that you want to manifest in your life. You can have it. Speak it into existence. It's yours. You can have it. Those black kingdoms of old are real. Go Google them, y'all. Or better yet, come on with me. Let me tell y'all something. In Chicago, you can go and visit your origins from antiquity. in the Oriental Institute Museum, y'all. It was established in 1919. It is in the University of Chicago. It's a part of the University of Chicago. Interdisciplinary Research Center for Ancient Near Eastern Studies. It's an archaeological museum, y'all. It was founded for the university by Professor James Henry Breasted, with funds donated by John D. Rockefeller Jr., y'all. We are Asiatic Black people. They went and got our stuff. They say it comes from Near East, Eastern Studies. They went into the land and got our stuff, y'all. This is us. These are our ancestors. It tells the story of our life. Go see it. Go see it. It's in the Oriental Institute of Chicago in Hyde Park at the University of Chicago campus. John Rockefeller Jr. and them stole our legacy. Remember, when we fail, we left a vacancy in the land. Those archaeological finds are our ancestors, not theirs. They have pictures of our ancestry and how our royal people became their relatives with the finesse of the stroke of a brush. And they changed our pictures with the stroke of a brush. They changed the skin tones. They made them white when they were black people. But the truth is coming forth. The ground produces truth every day. Every day somebody go digging around those sites. The earth produces. It produces what we once were, who we once were. It comes out the ground just like it was back then. We black people back then and we black people now. And you know what? They asked for a donation to go in and see these exhibits. Remember Judah and Israel? A donation? Really? You gonna go pay to see your ancestors? Y'all better go see your history. It's your stolen history. It's in the Oriental Museum. Google this. I want you to pull it up. It's the Oriental Institute Museum at the Chicago University campus in Hyde Park. Go see your history. It is archaeological finds from the ancient Near East. The museum displays objects recovered by Oriental Institute excavation in permanent galleries devoted to ancient Egypt, Nubia, Persia, Mesopotamia, Syria, and Anatolia, and ancient sites of Megiddo, as well as rotating special exhibits. They got all this going on, y'all. Go see your relatives. Go see your ancestors. They ours. You can tour the Oriental Institute Museum on Google, y'all. So Google this under arts and culture. So you can go see what's in that museum. Go see them people that look like you and me. This guy. Woolly hair in braids and in afros. Even their beards are braided, y'all. Look how we used to get down back in the day. Still got that swag going on. Okay, but this is how Rockefeller and the Jewish people stole our wealth and treasures. Through the result of both private donations and the university's contribution to the British field expeditions working in Egypt. In 1904, the University of Chicago Oriental Exploration Fund sent its first field expedition to Bismaya in Iraq. 2 years later, an ambitious photographic and epigraphic survey of the temples in Nubia and Egypt was undertaken as a part of an overall project to publish all the ancient inscriptions in the Nile Valley. You can find this at orientalinstitute.universityofchicago.education/museums-exhibits, y'all. They got our people up in this museum, and through the stroke of a brush, they changed some skin tones and straightened out some noses, took them from broad and made them narrow, and made our lips, our full lips, into thinner lips like theirs. They just tried to steal, keep stealing our heritage, y'all. This ours. Go claim your heritage. This is ours. And what I make a claim to at this museum is our stolen history that must be returned back to us. It is our inheritance. All of our art that is exhibited throughout the world must be returned back to us. It must be given back into our hands. These are our people, not theirs. No, these are Shem's people. Now the Jewish people in their own dictionaries, they cannot call themselves Shem, and they can't call themselves Israelites. So on that, we claiming all our stuff back. Because if you can't claim to be Shem, and that's who we are, you claim the Middle East, God said you parted his lands. You can't show proof. Now this man right here on your screen, he got nappy hair like me, braided hair, braided beard. Those are knotty knots on his face, y'all, that grow long, that we braid into, that we put into braids. He had enough hair on his face, just like his head, to make braids. Now, if this don't show you who we came from and whose we came from, come on now. This don't show you that this is us, y'all. I don't see no stringy straight hair. I don't see not one Caucasian that can braid their beard into this. I don't see not one Caucasian that can get their hair braided in braids like the picture of this Persian. These people are us. They are Shem. They black like us. You better know who you are. All of our art that is exhibited throughout the world, like I said, must be returned back to us because it is ours. No longer will strangers have what belongs to us. I am calling out the people who have our fortunes. Prove how they are yours or return them back to us. It's simple. Just because you went over into our lands and found those artifacts, do not make them yours. You must return them. I send that word out to our stuff, to our wealth. Return back into our hands. This is spiritual. I call those things that be not as though they were. Come back into our hands. You belong to us. In Jesus' name, I send that word forth for it to go get what's ours and bring it back to us. I call them back into our hands, Israel and Jacob. It was a 400-year curse. We lost everything. But Daddy God said, he's returning our inheritance. Wake up, Jacob. Your name is Israel. We are Asiatic black people that was removed from our homeland and scattered to the four corners of the earth. These people always want to protect us as someone who we are not. Esau, and who is Rome, says we are Negroes from Canaan, Ham's youngest son, who Noah cursed to be slaves to his brothers. But there's a problem with this scenario, y'all. We not Ham. We are Hebrew people known as the Israelites. We are Shem from Asia, from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We inherited Canaan. But they made us to become slaves and prisoners of war to Rome, who facilitated our exile from our homeland. We are a stolen people and all of our artifacts too. We wear a curse, so do our wealth. At the end of this fulfilled prophecy, all this turns around and come back into our hands. The prophecy was sealed up to this very time. Hey, y'all family, we are royalty. We rise as a nation. This is all spiritual and biblical prophecy being fulfilled. The Bible has become activated, y'all, showing the evidence of what is true and who is not. The colonials, who is Esau, along with their capitalism and greed, has broken the world financial system. Nothing could withstand all this usury, taxes, and fees. They put the world into bondage through greed. This is under Satan's rule. They could not keep their system running forever because they only had 400 years to rule. Their time is up. Gentile rule is at its end. Satan's kingdom is crashing, according to scripture and prophecy. Let's read Daniel 12, 1 through 13. In the last days, Michael will deliver Israel from their troubles. Daniel tells of the two resurrections. Check it out, two, y'all, two resurrections. The wise will know the times and meanings of his visions. And at the time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. There shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to the same time. And at that time, thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. I told y'all, Valley of the Dry Bones, our ancestors are waking up. Get this, y'all. It's spiritual. It's biblical. Follow me. Follow me. Second verse, Daniel 12. Second verse. And many of them that sleep in the dust shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they be wise, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, old Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, which he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, it shall be for a time, times and a half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolation set up, there shall be 1,290 days. So you know that time has passed. The daily sacrifice had been taken away, and the abominations that maketh desolations already been set up in the temple in 70 AD when they came and attacked. Rome came into Jerusalem and attacked. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days. But go thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of days. Valley of the dry bones, wake up, wake up. Our dead and Daniel and our ancestors will awaken to our new nation rising. This is the judgment. I know this information is hard to digest, but hold on to your seat. It's happening. It's time for you to know, rather than going into a thing without prior notice. Daddy God says, before he do a new thing, shall he not make you know it? Isaiah 43:18-20. He will tell you first, so it will not be a surprise. He gives you a warning. Wake up, y'all. This is that warning. Wake up, wake up. Wake up, Jacob. Your name is Israel. So on Trump as Cyrus. Let's give a few words about Donald Trump and how he fits into this plan. He's a modern day Cyrus. That's what everybody's pointing to, that the Lord is using him for our good. Even though they have their eyes on the wrong people, they looking at those Jews that are in modern day Israel. And I told you, they only a state. They never fulfilled prophecy and became a nation. They're only a state, y'all. So follow this thing with me so you can see yourself in this, so we can take our rightful place at that time, that magical time that's coming upon us. He is causing a lot of prophecies to come to pass. Donald Trump do not trust people and will not let anyone in his ear. God uses him for God's good. Daddy God uses a vessel unto his pleasure. He makes one for good. He makes other for bad, to destroy. All for his purpose. He made the waste and the destroyer. He made the waster and the destroyer. Isaiah 54:16. So God uses people. He causes them to do what he put inside of them to do. So if he called Donald Trump to be a Cyrus, if he called him to be a Pharaoh, Pharaoh or Cyrus is what's going to show up. And it's still going to work for our benefit, because we be the children. So Daddy God is using Donald Trump in this end time age, just as he used Pharaoh. He changed it up a bit because he's using him as Cyrus this time around. Just because God uses you, it's not always for your good or your end. Just like Pharaoh, take Pharaoh. Was it for his end? He used Pharaoh according to what Pharaoh believed. Pharaoh believed that his God was bigger than God. So he wanted his God to triumph over God. So God used Pharaoh and his God too, and drowned them in the Red Sea. So come on now, y'all. Follow me on this thing. Follow me. It goes according to your heart. What type of person are you? God is still using Donald Trump, even though he does not know our God. It is definitely for our benefit. Because all of this is ours anyway. And Daddy is overturning everything. So it will be right side up again, like it was before our fall. Remember he said, many will come and say, Lord, Lord. And he will tell them, away from me, you evildoer. I never knew you. Even though you worked and served and represented him. It's a hard issue. How is your heart when you were serving? Or why are you serving now? How is your heart? Is what you producing daily in the form of love? Or is it like a clanging cymbal? You just making noise without no love. How is your heart towards people? It's a heart condition. Isaiah 45, 1 through 25 describes this. This is what the Lord says about his anointing to Cyrus. This is about Cyrus, y'all. So let's look at Donald Trump in the form of Cyrus, a modern day Cyrus. Whose hand I take hold of to subdue nations before him and to strip kings of their armor, to open doors before him so the gates will not be shut. I will go before you and will level the mountains. I will break down gates of bronze and cut through bars of iron. I will give you hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summons you by name. For the sake of Jacob, of Israel, my chosen. Hear that, y'all? He doing all this for Cyrus. For the sake of Jacob, the God. For the sake of Jacob, his servant, of Israel, his chosen. That's who we are, y'all. I summon you by name and bestow you on you a title of honor, though you do not acknowledge me. Do Donald Trump acknowledge our father? Okay. I am the Lord. There is no other. Apart from me, there is no God. I strengthen you. He strengthens Donald Trump. Though Donald Trump has not acknowledged God. So that from the rising of the sun to the place of its setting, people may know there is none besides me. I am the Lord and there is no other. I form the light and create darkness. I bring prosperity and create disaster. I, the Lord, do all these things. You, heavens above, rain down my righteousness. Let the clouds shower it down. Let the earth open wide. Let salvation spring up. Let righteousness flourish within. Within it, I, the Lord, have created it. Woe to those who quarrel with their maker. Those who are nothing but pieces of broken pottery among the pieces of broken pottery on the ground. Does the clay say to the potter, what are you making? Does your work say to the potter has no hands? How can your work speak which you made it to be? How can your work tell you anything when you created it? That's what Daddy God's saying. What have you begotten or to a mother? What have you brought to birth? This is what the Lord says. The Holy One of Israel and its maker. Concerning things to come, do you question me about my children? Or give me orders about the works of my hands? It is I who made the earth and created mankind on it. My own hands stretched out the heavens. I marshaled their starry host. I will raise up Cyrus in my righteousness. I will make all his ways straight, He will rebuild my city and set my exiles free. Hey, y'all. He responsible for building God's city. And setting us, the exiles, free. We the ones in bondage. We the ones going through captivity. It's time to set us free from the curses of Deuteronomy 28:15-68. But not for a prize or a reward, says the Lord Almighty. This is what the Lord says. The products of Egypt and the merchandise of Cush and those tall Sabaeans, they will come over to you and will be yours. They will trudge behind you, coming over to you in chains. They will bow down before you and plead with you, saying, surely God is with you. There is no other. There is no other God. Truly you are a God who has been hiding himself, the God and Savior of Israel. All the makers of idols will be put to shame and disgrace. They will go off into disgrace together. But Israel will be saved by the Lord with an everlasting salvation. That's us, y'all. We in captivity. Don't have your eyes on them people over there, them Khazar Turks who call themselves Jews, who call themselves Jewish, like a Jew, wishing they was a Jew, a Israeli, who is a Israelite. We are the ones in bondage. It is us. It is us. It is us. We are the ones under pressure, producing pure gold. It is us in the fire in the furnace. The fire of the furnace turned up 7 times hotter. It is us. We are in captivity. 400 years. That's about to be up. Jubilee, Jubilee, Jubilee 2019. For this is what the Lord said, who created heavens, who created the heavens. He is God, who fashioned and made the earth. He founded it. He did not create it to be empty, but formed it to be inhabited. He says, I am the Lord, and there is no other. I have not spoken in secret from somewhere in a land of darkness. I have not said to Jacob's descendants, seek me in vain. Wake up, Jacob, your name is Israel. I, the Lord, speak the truth. I declare what is right. Gather together and come assemble, you fugitives from the nations. Ignorant are those who carry about idols of wood, who pray to gods that cannot save. Declare it to be. Present it. Let them take counsel together. Who foretold this long ago? Who declared it from the distant past? Was it not I, the Lord? And there is no God apart from me, a righteous God and a Savior. There is none but me. Turn to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no other. But by myself I have sworn. My mouth has uttered all integrity, a word that will not be revoked. Before me every knee will bow, by me every tongue will swear. They will say of me in the Lord of long, our deliverance and strength. All who have raised against him will come to him and be put to shame. But all the descendants of Israel will find deliverance in the Lord and make their boast in him. Donald Trump and Putin think that they are doing all this for the sake of the Jews in modern day Israel, fulfilling prophecy. But the world's eyes are on the wrong people. They are fakes and imposters are in our land. Israel is being overrun by the Gentiles pretending to be sham. But Daddy God causes all things to work out for our good, to work out in our favor, no matter the circumstance. This was all for a certain time period that we are at the end of. Spiritual and biblical, we get our wealth back and literally rise as a nation. Who can stop it? We. be the children. The sons of God, daughters of Zion, to the 144,000, you are a creator of your reality. It's in your mouth. The words you choose create what it will be. So choose wisely. The things that come out of your mouth is real. Let's create our new nation, the kingdom of God. We rise as a nation, 144,000. You are warrior gods. Psalms 82, 1 through 8, and John 10, 30 and 34. John 10 and 34. Is it not written in your law that I said you are gods? Come on now, y'all. It's written in scripture. Don't let this frighten you, because we are not taught these things. We have power and control over our words. We have a creator within. Right now, we use it to create destruction instead of prosperity and well-being. The thing we keep our minds on that have us worried and upset are things we manifest. Now just turn that around, y'all, and speak life and not death over yourself or over your children and over your communities, over everywhere your foot treads upon the soil. Speak and change things in your spirit. We are operating on a different frequency. We will have the blessings of Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14. Check it out. Read them so you will know what we have to look forward to. We go into the the newness of things. Deuteronomy 28 and 7. The Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction, but flee from you in 7. Post pictures of what you desire. Believe that you can have what you desire, which are your thoughts. See yourself with it. Speak over it until it manifests. Speak it into being. We have a weapon in your mouth. There's a weapon in your mouth, just like Jesus has. A sword of the Spirit that flows through our bellies like a river of living waters that powers our sword, y'all. It's spiritual. This is biblical. We war against the demonic defeated foe. Satan and his kingdom is under our feet. We are creators of our destiny. Let's start manifesting what is already ours. All we need to do is post a picture where we can see it daily. Claim it by agreeing with it. Speak it into existence and tell it to come into your hands. All creation is waiting for the sons of God to be revealed. Romans 8 and 19. And all nations will call us blessed. Malachi 3 and 12. So you are what you speak. You are what you manifest. Whether you manifest it negatively or you manifest it positively, you can change your world. You can change your surroundings. It is you. It is in your mouth. It is in your believer. It is what you believe. It is what you speak. Post those pictures of what you see yourself as. Post those pictures of who you see your children being. Stand in agreement of what it is that you want your life to be. See it so you can speak it and believe it. See it so you can know what it is that you're wishing for God from. This is our time to rise. Don't forget to buy Trees of Righteousness on Amazon and to check out my website, Empress EmSharon.com. Go to my website so you can see the videos. Go to my website so you can subscribe and become one of us, the children of Israel, so we can put our plan together and get us together as a people. We must come out of her. Buy my music. Go listen to my music on YouTube. War Cry by Empress Em Sharon. Get Trees of Righteousness on Amazon. Read this book for your knowledge. This is our book of evidence. This is our proof of evidence of who we are and whose we are. This is our stolen legacy, our stolen history that was taken and made into somebody else's. So I'm signing off and leaving you with manifesting your new realities. This is Empress Eam Sharon. Have a blessed and prosperous day. Let's go and manifest, y'all. Manifest what we desire. In Jesus' name. Have a blessed day, everybody. Bye-bye. Until next week.